All right, Andy, thank you very much. You get the start that you needed in game two today, and you get the guy that you want out of the bullpen in the situation, and State was able just to tie it up and then get that last hit there at the end.
Yeah, so far this has been one to forget in league play because we have time and time again in these games gotten exactly where we wanted to with our personnel. So, we'll keep trying stuff different. You know, offensively, we're in a tough spot, you know, there with Bobby and, you know, some of these guys here. And I think he got in defensively. Even Ike, you know, was out for a little while and trying to get him to return to form. So that's been tough. Maynard's was out this series. But, you know, I thought we were going to find a way to win a ball game with only two hits there in the last because Myers did an amazing job for us. And but wasn't meant to be. And at least we drove the ball in the strike zone. You know, they had to hit to perform to win. They did. They did a couple of things on the bases there that allowed us to stay in the ball game. And, we got a ball off the glove there to end it. But we were in position up 3-1 that last frame. And you got to, you know, good teams figure out a way to get that done.
I think really of both games, having an opportunity in a spot, you want to have your best hitter up there in the seventh in game one with bases loaded. And I mean, you're again, and I know you get tired of thinking this way and fans may get too, but you're right there in so many of these opportunities. It's one player or two making the difference.
Yeah, and with Ike Irish, that's exactly where I want to be. Yeah. If he's at 30%, the way he fights and comes to the park and the way he absolutely mishits a ball and runs as hard as he can to first base, had an ankle right there at the end. He's doing everything he can to fight. He had an infield single yesterday, and this guy is one of our best that I've ever coached. So if he's at 30%, he's in there, and I want him in the moment. That will pay off in the long run. He's a winning baseball player. We need more and more to absolutely compete in every single pitch just like that.
Sure. Parker Carlson comes in a really tight spot in the seventh for you. Maybe you get the back pick at second on the runner, and then he comes and gets the next two outs. And his poise and his leadership in that spot was big.
Yeah, that was his third appearance this week. He's absolutely done a great job for us all week, coming in moments and got outs. His breaking ball's tight, landed for strikes, and just really, really pitching. This is one of his best runs of the year. And so he was able to come in a third time this week to help us extend the ball game and get the extra innings.
Always working, always looking to build. Bauman, another solid start, and Myers terrific in his start today. More pieces perhaps to take with you into another weekend.
Yeah, so those two guys, I thought it was good. Pretty offensive lineup in their home ballpark, and I thought Armstrong bounced back and was pretty good today. It looked a little bit more like the Tennessee outing today. So, you know, some guys did a good job, and, you know, if you'd have told me that we were going to give up three or four the way that's been a challenge for us this year in a doubleheader, I'd have felt pretty good about it.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. As always, long day at the ballpark. We'll see you back at home Tuesday. War Eagle.
War Eagle.